Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and I'm here with Vivek Day. Vivek is a fellow at Intel. We're talking about bringing TerraScale technology to the market. Can you tell us what TerraScale technology really is?
Yeah, TerraScale in brief is basically delivering teraflops kind of performance, working on really large data size, terabytes kind of data size. So today we are in the area of gigascale computing. We offer hundreds of gigaflops of operations kind of performance, working on hundreds of gigabytes of data size. So there's a whole bunch of new applications that are emerging. They are based on model-based computing. And we believe they'll become mainstream in about 5 to 10 years. And they'll demand massive amounts of parallelism, which can only be offered by terascale computing that delivers that kind of performance.
How do you and the other researchers at Intel figure out what's going to be required in 5 to 10 years? That's a lot of branch predicting, isn't it?
Yes, that's part of our job. I mean, we are chartered to look long-term. And we work not only within ourselves, but we work with universities and other people in the industry to really come to an assessment of what is going to be the real key challenges and, you know, emerging exciting applications long-term that we should develop technologies for today so that we have the amount of lead time and maturity that we need to intercept those kind of long-term scenarios.
You mentioned model-based computing. What does that mean?
So it's got essentially three kinds of workloads that are involved in model-based computing. So first is recognition of an object or a pattern in the database. That's the recognition part. And then there's something called data mining, where you search the database to find identical objects or identical or related patterns that match the target object. And then finally, there's information synthesis. So you mine all this data and about this these different patterns and objects and put it together in a way that the user can digest it. And the user can derive useful conclusions from that. So all of these workloads have a common feature of requiring tremendous amounts of parallelism. And that's really the focus of our terascale computing research, to provide that level of parallelism within a fixed power budget.
So last fall, Intel shocked the world by showing off an 80-core microprocessor design. And I heard a rumor that you were involved in that design. Can you tell us a little bit about that project?
Yeah, this is a research processor. It's not a product kind of processor. It's a research test chip, so to speak. And the main goal of this test chip was to explore the feasibility of, can you, on a single chip, integrate enough number of cores and deliver teraflops kind of performance within a mainstream kind of power envelope, of, you know, tens of watts kind of power envelope. And so we put together this 80 tiles, 80 cores, so to speak, on a 65-nanometer process technology. And we developed many innovative design approaches to make this work within a short period of time with a limited amount of resources. And we had lots of innovative power management features in this design to really boost the performance per watt of this design. And we far exceeded our targets. We demonstrated our teraflop of performance at 62 watts, although our target was 100 watts to begin with.
Wow.
And then we got an industry-leading performance per watt of 20 gigaflops per watt, which is remarkable.
Wow. What are the particular challenges of power management within a terascale type of design?
Well, it's different from conventional power management because you have these lots of cores, and ideally you'd like to operate each one of them at independent voltage and frequency. You know, there are many design challenges of operating at independent voltage frequencies for different cores. The challenges related to voltage generation and distribution, minimizing losses during the distribution. There are a lot of challenges to communication for inter-core. We had on-die mesh fabric, interconnect fabric, that needs to support really high bandwidth of communication among the cores and the core and the memory. We had the 3D stacking memory technology in the experiment to provide a high bandwidth memory interface between the 80-core processor and an SRAM chip. So, you know, these are, you know, sort of unconventional technologies that we believe will be required, not tomorrow, but, you know, really in the long term, in the 5 to 10 years later.
And I heard that in the circuit design itself, we did some things to address energy efficiency. Is that true?
Yes. So we had what is called a dynamic slip transistor-based fine-grained power management within each core. So we had 21 slip regions inside a core where we could shut off parts of the core that were not required for a particular thing that was running on it. So you're able to get, you know, 50% to 90% reduction in the leakage power by using this fine-grain, you know, slip transistor-based power reduction techniques inside the core. You also had very aggressive clock gating techniques to shut off the clock of any part of the core that's not working. We had a very low power clock distribution scheme where you can distribute the clock very easily and with very little power and save a lot of clock power, which is important.
Where are the areas that we're focusing now in terms of the continued research in this area?
So our first step was really to focus on the cores and the basic infrastructure. Our next step is to make things much better in all components of the design, the core, the interconnect fabric, the memory hierarchy. And there's a lot of research going on across not just our lab, but across CTG in all these areas. And also to make the software suitable for running applications on these cores.
What do you think the biggest challenge is in making these things a reality?
Oh, there's lots of challenges. I mean, I can't even begin to put together a complete list. But there are hundreds of people engaged in research within Intel and in the general area of parallel computing, even outside Intel in the academia. So we work closely with industry and academia to have a really collaborative effort to solve these very, very challenging problems.
So Vivek, it sounds like you and your team have an exciting challenge ahead of you in terms of further research on terascale computing. I would love to have you back on the program at a later date to talk more about this. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Allison, for having me today. It was great talking to you about this.
Join us next week for another edition of Chip Chat.